Begin the current daf, Masechtas Brachas daf mem. Begin on Amud Aleph, begin with Taisid Ibn Maslow. Taisid begins with the words of the Gemara. Havei Melech Chulu, if someone says bring salt, etc. Tzaruch Levarach, then he has to go ahead and make a new bracha. Which Taisid comes to qualify what's considered as a hefsek, an interruption in the bracha, and then before the eating. And regarding bringing salt to the table in our times, because the Gemara brought as Taisid quotes in the Divrei HaMaaskel, that Rav said, if after someone made a bracha on the bread, he says, bring salt, bring some condiment, he has to go ahead and make a new bracha. It's considered a hefsek. So Tais explains, why do you have to make a new bracha? Because dava hesek adas, it's a removal of one's consciousness from the bracha that he made, and therefore that's considered an interruption between his bracha and the maisa achila, and the going to eat. And says Tais of hachem minim peregimel de menachas, so too we say the same idea in the third peregimel of menachas of lamavav meralf. Sach bin tefillin letefillin. If someone talks between putting on his tefillin shayad and his tefillin shayroish, tzarech levarach, you have to make a new bracha. It's an interruption. It's a hesach adas. It's the bracha is not going to take effect anymore on the act that you're coming to do. V'chein halacha, so too, that's the law. Im sach bin birchas ha-meitzel achila, like we find in our sugya, if you talk between making the bracha and eating, or bin birchas kiddush l'shtiyah, or between making the bracha of kiddush that we have on Shabbos or Yom Tov and the drinking, tzarech lachas levarach, one would have to go ahead and make a new bracha. However, but as our sugya qualifies, ilav milsa de shaykh al-suda, only if it's something that doesn't apply to the meal, k'may tol baruch, like go ahead and take a piece of bread, where even according to this interpretation of Rav, which our Tosfos is quoting his opinion, that's considered tzarech achila, that would not be a requirement to make a new bracha, because it's telling someone to go ahead and take the piece of bread that the bracha was made on. V'chein b'shchita, so too regarding slaughtering an animal. Tzarech lachas levarach, one would have to go ahead and make a new bracha, unless what he's talking over here is related to the idea of the shechita. So he makes a bracha on the shechita, on the slaughtering. He's about to do it, and then he talks. You would have to make a new bracha unless it relates to the slaughtering. Like, for example, he says, are there more animals and chickens to slaughter? Where they would make one bracha and continue slaughtering on different animals. So that you could do it as long as there is no hefsek, there's no hesradas. If you say there are other animals, that's not considered a lack of consciousness on the act that you're doing. Or he says, ochis hetim, grab hold of it very well, shle yishmalach, that you shouldn't let go of the animal, shle tipasal hashchita, that shouldn't invalidate the animal with the slaughtering, because if an animal moves, that could be a problem with the slaughtering. In those cases, says Tesis, inzo hafsaka, that's not going to be considered an interruption. Now, another point regarding this Divrei HaMaaskel of saying to bring salt, regarding if that's a tzarech suda not, Tesis, va'anu enas, ein on regim lehevi ala shulchan. It's not our custom to bring on the table, le melech v'le liften as requirement to bring salt or condiment for when we make a bricha of a maitzi. From the pasha lanu chashav, Tesis says, Tesis, the reason is because our bread is distinguished, va'arehu ki hodamer b'samech, it's similar to what the Gemara says later on, lest nein tzarech b'sheish, this doesn't need any delay, meaning in the Talmudic time, there were certain breads that weren't so tasty, weren't so distinguished, and therefore you needed salt or condiment to be an effective and appropriate bracha. But our bread is already good, high quality, it doesn't require salt. But Miu, however, says Tesis, Reb Menachem ha'yibadaktik ma'id. Reb Menachem was very, very careful, lehevi melech al shulchan, yes, to have salt on the table. Why was he, if you don't really need it for our bread? It's Kadis of a Medrash, like it's brought in the Medrash, Kishi Yisrael Yishn al Shulcho, and the Jewish people are sitting by the table, Umam Tin Zezeh Achit Lidem, and everyone's waiting for everyone else until they wash their hands. So then, Vehim Belay Mitzvahs, when the people are sitting at the table all silent, they're without fulfilling any mitzvahs, Hasatun Mekatrik Aleim. So then Satan then goes and prosecutes against the Jewish people, Ubris Melech Megin Aleim, and then you have the covenant of the salt, which was regarding the karbanas, that the salt is put onto there, and therefore that's a bris that's between the Jewish people, a covenant, that protects for then when there's the salt on the table, and then the sultan cannot be makadrik. Therefore, he was very careful to have salt on the table, even though we don't really need it for our bread. We continue in the taste of the maskel. This begins with the words of the Gemara, Rabbi Yehudi. So Rabbi Yehudi did not like learned in the Mishnah that yavesh ha'ayin b'chulu, if the spring dries up, etc. Which the Gemara brought that the Tanava Mishnah that says that if you make a mistake and on a fruit of a tree, you make a bari pri adama, you fulfill your obligation. So the Gemara says that's like a Yehuda, who he says, yeah, the primary element of even a fruit of a tree is really the ground. And Taisa says the Benir, so therefore it would seem that Allah could be Yehuda, the Allah is like a Yehuda, because the Sasan Lon Tanak Ava say, our Tan and our Mishnah in an anonymous opinion is being said in just a general way that one fulfills obligation with a fruit of a tree with the bracha of bari pri adama, and therefore says Taisa, v'imberich al peres ilam, someone makes a bracha on the fruit of a tree, bari pri adama, that blessing Hashem that he created the fruits of the ground, Yatza, he has fulfilled his obligation. Now, given that Taisis, the Ramaskal, Yavash Ma'ayin, Hulu, going on the same idea regarding if the spring dried up, etc., Taisis can explain why is it, which that's the Rabbi Yehuda that we're quoting that the town of Amish is like, that why is it what one would not recite the Parsha Bikurim? Because the Gemara brought that someone who was reaping his first fruits, and then the spring dries up, which from that was watering his whole field. So the Tanakhama said, you bring the Bikurim, but you don't say the Parsha of You bring the Bikurim, but you don't say the Parsha Bikurim. Yehuda says you do, and that's what the Tanakh Mishnah is like. It says, Taisa, yes, Mefarshim, that those who explain the opinion of the Tanakhama, Lakach Mevi Veinakari, the reason why you bring the Bikurim, but you don't say the Parsha Bikurim, is when they She'ena Nirukim Mishabech LaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole point, when you say the Pasuk of, oh Hashem, these are the first fruits of the land that you gave me, so that's supposed to be the Shvach, the praise, when you bring in the first fruits, which is called the Bikurim. But when someone brings it from the field according to Tanakhama, that the spring dried up and the tree was cut down, so to the contrary, She'ena Nirukim Mishabech LaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you say the Pasuk, this is the land that you gave me, it doesn't look like he's praising God, Ella rather kakaiva, like he's complaining. Look at the land you gave me, that's not fit for produce. Look what happened. The spring dried up and the tree got cut down. And therefore, to the contrary, in that situation, Tanakhama held, one should not say that psukim of the Bikurim. And just bring it without saying the Kriya. In the next taste of Bimasal, the taste begins with the words of the Gemara. Isi legavza, if the branch is maintained, Bahadur Asi, and then the payers come, which taste come to explain the halacha regarding many different types of fruits, what's their bracha? Because the Gemara brought as our taste is going on, that we make a bayah priyats only on what's called a tree, that after you pluck the fruit, the branch remains, and that it's going to still produce fruits subsequently and the next year. That's how Rashi explains. So Taisis says, Mahachanir, from here it would seem, the tutim, that berries, ufrizaish, uvontonsh, which these are also types of berries of the field and berries of the tree, ukayezben, and similar types of fruits, trichon avarcha, lehim bayapriyetz, one has to make a bayapriyetz in them, shari derecha eitz, liskaim yuab ram, because those branches, those trees, maintained for a long time. When you take the fruits on this year, again the fruits regrow, but on that same branch itself. And that's the qualification that our Gemara said is considered a tree to be the bracha. However, Taisa brings Harabra Menachem Hebi Raya. He brought a proof from Yerushalmi, the Masechtas Klaim. From the Talmud Yerushalmi, Masechtas Klaim, the Mevarchin al Komini Da'ata, that one makes a bracha on all types of fruits that come from bushes. A bayer pri adama. So although it lasts from year to year and the berries come back, when it's a bush that's low down, you can make a bayer pri adama. Because the Kamahasan, the Yerushalmi says over there, Hahagin, the bushes, Vatadin, and the brambles, min ilonheim. Those are types of trees, and therefore ve'en and klein bekarim. If you plant those bushes in a vineyard, that's not a halachic problem about a forbidden mixture, because it's only by things that are zroim, that grow from the ground, that's klein bekarim, but a tree is not, and therefore these things are considered trees. Now, Parach, the Yerushalmi asks, how can you say the Vatanula in the Brice that says, Elehin mini dashoyim? These are things that are considered types of herbs, meaning things that grow from the ground, like vegetables, not trees. Har hakundis, which is artichokes, vaha'otad, and bushes. How could you say bushes are a tree? You see, bushes are from the Adama, it's dashoyim. So Mishani, the Yerushalmi answers, not a contradiction. Taman, over there, where we said that the bushes are considered herbs that like they grow from the ground, that's lebracha. That's for the bracha, where the bracha of fruits that grow from a bush is going to be by pri adama. Vahacha, over here, where we're saying that it's a type of a tree, was leklaim for the laws of forbidden mixtures. They have different qualifications. But Amma, one thing says Reb Menachem, that liyisidle in your bracha, but regarding the blessing, is mini dasham, that we consider different types of herbs, because since they grow on these like thorns and these tiny bushes, it's not so distinguished, even though it grows back the next year on that same branch. And therefore you see that the bracha is going to be a bayer pri adama and not a bayer pri eitz on these berries, on these fruits that grow on these low bushes. Now, Omiyu, however, Taisa says, l'derakol, but according to everybody, frizaish, those types of berries we spoke about before, tzarech levarcha lehem bayer pri eitz, according to everyone, you're going to have to say bayer pri eitz. Because they ain't a gadol ala tadin, they don't grow on these brambles, on these thorns. It grows on like a regular bush. Ve'etzay miskay mishan l'shanah, so it's not like on these tiny bushes. It's on the, like a regular type of a tree, and it lasts from year to year. And therefore, that's the qualification of our Gemara to be considered a tree to make a bayer pri eitz. Now, ketein tamid beis, begin the taste of the bimasla. Taste begins with the words of the Gemara of Rabbi Yechina Amr. Rabbi Yechina says a fill of pasvayin, even bread and wine. And taste proves that halacha is like this, Rabbi Yechina. Where the Gemara brought, we have a Malchikas, Rav Hun, and Rabbi Yechanan, is the bracha of Shahakal is going to exempt everything, even bread and wine? Yechon holds it exempts even bread and wine. So Taisa says, "V'chein halacha, that's halacha, because the Rav Rabbi Yechon, maybe have a malchigas Rav and Rabbi Yechon, we know the halacha is Rabbi Yechon. Now, because you can look at Rav Huna, for sure, when we have a malchigas Rabbi Yechon, Rav Huna, who shahoy tamid shel Rav, Rav Huna was the student of Rav, and if Rabbi Yechon is the halacha versus Rav, for sure, like his student Rav Huna, never the halacha is that yes, Shahakal is going to exempt even bread and wine." That begins with the words of the Gemara. Name Rav Huna Krebiesi. Shall we say that this Machlekes Amiram is a Machlekes Tanaim and the Rav Huna is like a Biesi? Which Taisa asks on what's the Gemara's Havamina, that the Gemara had even suspected that this should be a Machlekes Tanaim. The Gemara refutes it, but that the Gemara had such a Salka Daitach, and Taisa answers his question where the Gemara assumed in this question that Rav Huna, who said that the Brach of Shahakal is not going to exempt bread and wine, oh, he also grew Biesi, who says whoever changes from the nusach, from the exact text that the sages made regarding the brachas, has not fulfilled his obligation. On that, Taisa says, "Vim temi begin to say." Taisa asks us to take a second look. Heichem matzah saver. How can we think to say the Rav Huna is krib yasi, but harav Huna made the bishar dvarm? He agrees regarding all other food items. Chutz mipas v'yayin. The only exception was bread and wine, but regarding everything else, he holds she mama shahakel. If you say shahakel, di yatsa, that you have fulfilled your obligation. No, not only bread and wine, nothing will you fulfill your obligation with the shahakal. Because the chalam hashen his opinion is based on the halachic concept if you change the nusach that was made for this. So how is it possible Rav Huna would be like Rav Yisi? Rav Huna is only by bread and wine, and Rav Yisi is by everything. So it says Taiz v'yesh mefarshim, those who want to say the matzah maybe that you could say yes, the afilu Rabbi Yisi, because even Rabbi Yisi, loikam loyatza, he didn't say that you're not going to fulfill your obligation when you change from the actual text that the rabbis had instituted. That's ela b'bar hamakom. That's only regarding like the case that was discussed over there in his machlekes Reb Meir, when you say a totally different text of blessed is Hashem that made such a beautiful bread. Sheinu bracha klal, that's not a blessing at all. B'shahakol ma'id, but maybe when regarding shahakol, he would agree. Because that is matbeish atav chachamim, and therefore maybe he would agree to Rav Huna that anything else besides bread and wine, one would fulfill his obligation. But the Mashar asks on Taisis and says, how do we understand what Taisis is coming to say? If that would be the case, like Taisis is saying, then Rabbi Yechanan, not only Rav Huna, even Rabbi Yechanan could be like Rabbi Yisi, because Rabbi Yisi didn't say that you didn't fulfill your obligation only by Baruch HaMakim, which is not a bracha at all, but by Shahakal, which is a bracha, then you could even say like Rabbi Yechanan, even by bread and wine. And also then the Gemara in its answer should have made that differentiation in Rabbi Yisi too. But the Marshal answers, he says that bread and wine, if you can make a Shahakal on it, it's like what Rabbi Yisi says is what Baruch HaMakim is for everything else. And therefore, that's exactly what Rav Huna said, which is like Rabbi Yisi, and therefore that was the Gemara's assumption, which is what Taisa is coming to explain, how it would be possible that we would think that the Machlokes Amiram, being Rav Huna, would be like the Tana Rabbi Yisi. Now we come in the next Taisa of Rimaschel. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Amar Abaye, he says, Kavasei Rav Mistabra B'chulu. Says, like Rav, it's logical, etc. Which Taisa comes to explain, first of all, what is the Halacha? And also, second of all, regarding which brachas do we say that one would not have to go ahead and mention malchus, which is melech ha'elam. Because the Gemara brought that Abaye said that it's logical that the lach is like Rav, who he says that mentioning Hashem's name in the bracha, that's ma'akev. But to say malchus, melech ha'elam, oh, that's not going to be ma'akev. Because it says in the pasuk, lo yavarti mitzasecha v'lo yishachachti. And the Bryce explains, lo yavarti for making the bracha, and lo yishachachti for mentioning your name, but it doesn't say anything about malchus. So Taisa says, Yesh mefarshim, that those who want to say that Abaye's intent was the mistaber b'raisa kavase. He means to say that it's logical to interpret the b'raisa like him, because like we said, the b'raisa doesn't say anything about melech ha'ilam. But it doesn't mean that Abaye himself says that it's logical that the halacha is like Rav, because actually if that was what Abaye's intent was, then that actually would be the halacha, because Abaye is what's called a basroi, and we would say like that. But umiu, as we find, that Rav Alphas pasuk Rav Yechanan, it's the Rif Paskin, he rules like Rabbi Yechanan, became Pasuk Ri, and so to the Ri, and therefore they want to say that Abaye wasn't ruling like Rav. He was just saying that's logical that the Bryce like Rav, because the Bryce didn't mention Machuscha, but that the Rif and the Ri, they rule, and we could even say that's what Abaye held, the Chal Bracha Sheim B'malcha Shemayim, like Rabbi Yechanan, any Bracha that does not have, talking about the God's sovereignty from the heaven, is in the Bracha, that's not going to be a valid Bracha. And therefore, the Ri actually said, let's say you make a bracha of a meitzi, and you forget to say malchus, that Hashem is the king, yeah, it wouldn't be a valid blessing. We have to go ahead and make a bracha over again. And he said, Vafila Dilik Tavir Sa'il Mavad. And even if you say Melech, you just don't say Ha'ilam, that he's king of the world, that would also make you say it over, because the Melech Lavad in the Malchus. Just saying Hashem is the king, but not saying the world, that's not really saying anything, because what is he king over? King over one thing is not really saying the Shvach. A person can be king over his own cheer, his own shirt. That doesn't make, you have to say that he's king of the world, and therefore if you skip that out, you have to say it over also. Taisa continues and says, now, however, bracha shel Shmoyne Esrei, but what do we find by the brachas of Shmoyne Esrei? That ain't ben Malchus. How is it possible by the brachas, if we're saying that Melech Ha'ilim, we rule like Rabbi Yechanan, how is it by the Amida in Shmoyne Esrei? We don't say Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Ha'ilim Tzedakah Mishpat. You don't say anything about Melech Ha'ilim over there. You don't say by Rifa'inu, you don't say by all these brachas that actually there you say Melech Ha'ilim Tzedakah Mishpat, but everywhere else you don't say the Melech Ha'ilim. How is it possible that if the Malchus is integral? Says Taisa, because the inner boy b'psichu b'chasim, and the reason is because the brachas of Shmoyne Esrei don't open and end with a bracha like other brachas. Other brachas open up Baruch Atah Hashem Akeinu Melech Ha'olam. When you start with a baruch, then you have to say Melech Ha'olam. By Shmoyne Esrei, where you don't start with a Baruch Atah Hashem, you just go Rifa'einu Hashem and Eriyafe. You don't say a Baruch Atah Hashem. Therefore, you don't have to say a Melech Ha'olam. And therefore, Ein Shayach Malchus, it doesn't apply the necessity of saying that he's king of the world. Now, Avobah, Taisus does say, but what's with Elokei Avram? In other words, the first Baruch of Shemayin Esrei does open up with Baruch Atah Hashem. Says Taisus, that's not difficult, because have a Kamay Malchus. By mentioning Elokei Avram, it's like you mentioned Malchus. How is that possible? You didn't say Melech Ha'olam. Yes, because Davram Avinu, Himlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Ha'olam, because Avram Avinu, he made God king of the world, so to speak, Shaydiya Malchusa, because he let his sovereignty be known to the world. And therefore, by just mentioning Elokei Avram, which we do mention, is like saying Malchus, and therefore that's valid. So it says, Taisus, Umein Sheva. There's a tefillah we say, the Matzah B'Shabbos, we say by Friday night davening, which is an abridgment of the seven brachas of the Friday night davening, seven brachas, which is in this one bracha that we say in Vayichulu and Morgan Avis, that we say, and we open up with a bracha to Hashem, Alekeinu, Alekei Aviseinu, and yet we don't say Malchus. Yeah, but says Taisus, Hayil V'yeshba HaKel HaKadosh Shein Kamayu. Since we say over there, HaKel HaKadosh, the Holy God, Shein Kamayu, that there's no one like Him, Hainu Kamay Malchus. That's essentially like Malchus. Kamay, like we find this Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echad, that we find Davar B'Balka Malchus. In one of the Pesukim of Malchus, we say it on the Yom Nerum, that Pesuk of Shema is like he's the king of the world. It's like saying the same idea. If he's one, Shein Kamayu, it's because he's the king of the world. Now, however, says Lefima the Prishas, but based on what we just said before, regarding Shmoyne Esrei, the Chol Heichad Echseb Elokei Avram, wherever it says God of Avram, Hava Kamay Malchus, so that's like saying that God is king of the world, because Avram Avinu is his God, he made him king of the world by letting the world know it. So Nicha, that's also good. The reason why I have to say Malchus by the Bracha of Me'in Sheva on Friday night is because you say Elokei Avram, so that itself is like the Malchus. Now, Taisa also points out, Elor B'Yechanan, we just said, we started off by saying, Abaye says the Brice is logical like Rav, not that he thinks the Halacha is logical like Rav. And the reason why is because the Braisa doesn't mention anything about Malchus. It says Taisa L'Rabbi Yechanan Le'kasha D'Le'Tani Malchuscha. He's not bothered why the Braisa didn't say that God's Malchus. Is because the Atta Karuchla, you would think like a peddler, that Kol Hai Limni Belizel, that he has to go out and mention every single detail. No, the fact that he didn't mention Malchuscha is not the point. He said you have to say L'Shachachtim Avurecha, L'Haska Shimcha. Yeah, Shimcha means also Malchuscha, and therefore it's not a difficulty. I didn't mention it. It could still be, as we rule the Halacha is, that you have to mention Melech Ha'olam in the Bracha. So Taisus told us that the Rif and the Ri, they rule like Rav, that whoever doesn't mention Malchus has not fulfilled his obligation. Now the Ri even said, moreover, even if you don't mention just Ha'olam, you have not fulfilled your obligation. Now in Shmoyne Esrei, why don't we mention Malchus? It's because it doesn't open and end with a bracha. Now the first bracha of Shmoyne Esrei that does open and end with a bracha, you know, the reason why you don't have to mention Malchus is because Elokei Avram is like mentioning Malchus. And so too, the bracha Me'in Sheva, when we say on Friday night, doesn't have to mention Malchus, either because HaKel HaKadosh Ein Kamayu, which is like mentioning Malchus, or because we say also the same idea of Elokei Avram.